This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. A study out of Britain offers a new way to measure chances of developing breast cancer, skirt size. Results published in BMJ Open suggest an increase of one skirt size every 10 years between age 25 and when you're over 60 is associated with an increase of breast cancer risk in postmenopausal women. In this edition of Vital Signs, Dr. Aisha Rivers with Parkland Hospital and UT Southwestern Medical Center explains the ties between weight and breast cancer.
Describing it the way the researchers did in terms of skirt size was a little eye-catching, but we've known that increased weight is actually associated with increased hormone production. So the hormone production is what is linked to the increased breast cancer risk.
What's considered overweight or obese as it pertains to breast cancer?
Those numbers continue to change. But basically what we want patients to understand is that those weight changes over time will increase your estrogen levels and increase your breast cancer risk.
I see. So if you're 5 or 10 pounds overweight right now, that might not necessarily be a big deal. But what if being overweight over time continues?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about, you know, a couple pounds that you put on over the holidays.
Okay.
But if you notice that over a 10, 20 year period, you're up about 30, 40 pounds, then maybe we need to think about that.
And I understand before menopause, being overweight or obese modestly decreases breast cancer risk, but it increases the risk after menopause?
Well, it has to do with sort of the overall picture. So after menopause, you're going to be at higher risk than someone who's premenopausal. So that risk is compounded by those extra pounds and that extra estrogen production.
Why the higher risk after menopause period?
Well, cancer is a disease of age. And basically, the older we get, the higher our risk in general.
Really? Mm-hmm. Does body weight make a difference in the ability to survive breast cancer?
It does. So when we counsel our survivors of breast cancer, we also tell them to maintain a healthy weight, healthy, active lifestyle, because increased weight will also increase their risk of recurrence from their breast cancer as well.
So overall, we're talking about another reason to watch your weight.
Yes. And, you know, there are not only breast cancer risk reduction, but, you know, just for your overall general health, your heart health and avoiding diabetes, all of those other things go into play when we talk about maintaining a healthy weight.
Other forms of cancer as well?
Forms of cancer, heart disease, they're all associated with increased weight.
So the recommendation then would be to lose weight, but many people struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
So any suggestions as to what they should do?
You know, every plan is going to be individualized, but the goal is to stay active and sort of think before you eat. So, you know, we live in Texas. We've got great weather. Take advantage of it. Get outside, walk, drink plenty of water, lots of green leafy vegetables, lean meats, all those things we know to do.
And of course, mammograms as well.
If there is a take-home message today, it's early detection through screening. Starting at the age of 40, every woman should receive an annual mammogram. If you have someone in your family history who, for example, was diagnosed at a younger age, then you certainly want to start at a younger age. But when we look back over all of the literature that says when to start and who is going to benefit the most from the screening, it's that 40 and older population.
Dr. Rivers, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much for having me.